Welcome to the Visibility Strategies for Women Entrepreneurs podcast, where we empower female business owners to step boldly into the spotlight and claim the recognition they deserve. I'm your host, Tori Barker. I'm passionate about helping women like you transform your visibility into tangible business success. Each week on this show, we'll dive deep into game-changing strategies, share inspiring success stories from women who've mastered their visibility, and offer practical, actionable advice you can implement immediately. Whether you're just starting your entrepreneurial journey, pivoting your business model, or ready to elevate your existing presence to new heights, you'll discover effective approaches to create exciting opportunities and expand your reach. So let's harness the power of strategic visibility and grow your business together. Welcome to the show.
Today's guest is Tracy Sundquist, a business consultant and coach who helps entrepreneurs get out of their own way so they can build businesses that are not only profitable, but deeply meaningful. In this episode, we're digging into mindset blocks that often hold women entrepreneurs back from truly being visible. We talk about how to become the best version of yourself, not just for your own growth, but to show up powerfully in your business. Tracy shares her insights on the five cardinal sins for entrepreneurship and how they quietly sabotage visibility and momentum. If you've been feeling stuck, invisible, or unsure of your next move, Tracy's practical strategies and powerful mindset shifts will give you the clear step forward. Let's dive in. Tracy, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. How are you?
I'm living the dream. Tori, how about you?
I'm doing great. So I'm excited to have you on the show today to tell us a little bit about what you do, how you help entrepreneurs, and how we can talk about visibility. So tell us a little bit about what you do.
Absolutely. So for the past, say, 2 decades, I've really been focused on identifying talent, developing talent, and then really shifting into the entrepreneurial landscape so that I can help business owners grow their business. And one of the biggest things that I've learned is that if you really want to grow, it's always going to start with you. It's going to start with the thinking, the mindset, and the skills that you take into your business that's either going to promote your growth or get in the way. So as much as we're going to be focusing on the business itself to look at the systems and the processes that you have in place, what we're going to do that is more powerful is to make sure that you're not getting in your own way.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about mindset blocks. What are some of the most common mindset blocks that keep women entrepreneurs specifically from putting themselves out there, and how do they overcome it?
Oh, such a wonderful question, because Every person comes with a unique set of challenges depending on kind of what they bring to the party. We're brought up in different ways. We have different attachment styles. And depending on that, that can really impact on how you approach creating value in the business. Probably the two biggest ones that I see. The first is really the pressure of performing as a woman. So, you know, as soon as you're a female, it's just unconscious that dealing with, male stakeholders, they don't have as high expectations as they would in dealing with a man. So the thing is, how do you keep your ego intact and show up as this, you know, this confident person who knows what they're doing without kind of being bashed because of that, I want to say inequality, but that's probably too harsh. The second thing it probably relates to that as well is charging what you're worth. So creating the value and then being able to back it up and say, I'm worth every cent. Like, I'm the most I'm the most expensive in my industry. Let me tell you about the results I get. Right? It's showing up in that way. Now we need to leave the nurturing, caring, family builder side of us parked a little bit, so that we can show up more assertive in the business world.
Yeah, and I think to that point, you know, especially to women entrepreneurs just starting out or just starting in entrepreneurial space, like many women come from corporate and then they have years and decades of experience and knowledge and expertise, and then they start in entrepreneurship. It's a different beast, if you will. And so, you know, knowing their value, charging their value, and showing up with confidence are the biggest things that I think are our roadblocks, like you said, because it's uncharted territory, or we want to, you know, just get started, right? Like, we just need the business, or those types of things that we have in our mind that we think, oh, well, I'll charge more when I get, you know, further along in my entrepreneurial journey. But it's like, heck no, start out big, right? You have this knowledge, this experience, and it applies like straight across the board.
Yeah. There's such a big learning curve for women who leave the corporate space and start their own business. And you absolutely nailed it in that it's a different beast. You can be exceptional in the marketing world or the finance world, or, you know, have those skills and expertise. But when it comes to running a business, there are a whole lot of elements that you need to add to your expertise. So that learning curve is very, very steep for people who've specialized on a specific skill set. If anything, what I would say to arm yourself against that is embrace the learning and get comfortable being very uncomfortable, right? We need to do things even though it hurts like heck, because that's the way you're going to learn. It's just put yourself in there, you know?
Yeah. Well, and kind of along the same lines, one of the questions I wanted to ask you about is how we can become the best versions of ourselves to lean into that growth and success. What are the things that you coach on, help with, or talk or speak to on that topic?
I love the coaching space, because if a client comes into me and they're focused on left, then I know as a coach, I need to start introducing right. If they come to me and they're focusing on up, as a coach, I know I need to, you know, create a little bit more balance and focus on, you know, the bottom. So coaching is about kind of closing gaps. If you're thinking one way, all that coaching does is it introduces different perspectives and ways of thinking that allow you a bigger picture of what you're doing and the impact that you're having with your approach. Everyone is going to come with their own sets of strengths and own set of weaknesses. And really, the coach's job is just to be the sounding board. So if you come and you say, well, I'm a wonderful leader, but none of my team members want to stick around, then it's the coach's role to say, okay, so you know, tell me what evidence is supporting a leader. What do you think a leader is? What do you think the consequences are if you suck at leader? You know, it's about helping them understand and how this is going to connect to becoming the best version of yourself. You can only become the best version of yourself if you're open to some ideas that are going to probably conflict pretty radically with, you know, the way you feel the world works. So if you're open to accommodate or assimilate these opposing views, you're going to accelerate that best version of yourself, right? Yeah. As long as you stay curious and as long as you learn, you're going to shortcut that journey.
Yeah. And one of the things I know for women specifically is we have a hard time, we have a hard time compartmentalizing personal life and business life. And there's conversations that a lot of people have about keeping things separate or blending them, right? And my perspective, I think that you should definitely blend them, right? Especially as an entrepreneur, because your personal life affects your business and your business affects your personal life. So I know that you blend personal development with business coaching, and I'm assuming some personal side of things as well. So why is self-awareness so essential in being visible and credible and consistent for brand growth?
So much of this depends on what you're bringing to the table. I mean, if you're starting out and you starting from scratch and you need to very quickly get to the point where you're making money because your family depends on you, I can't very well go out and say, well, let's look at making sure that you are balanced, that you're balancing your work and your home life. Because the ultimate goal is to provide for your family. And that means in the beginning, you're going to be working long hours. Now, are you going to be able to pay the price that it's going to cost you to achieve the results that you want, which you know are going to give you those long-term, you know, achieve your long-term goals. At the same time, I mean, you know, the opposite is true as well. If somebody comes to me and they say, well, they want to make a lot of money, they want to make very healthy profit, but they only want to work 3 days a week. And you kind of need to say, well, listen, there's a little bit of conflict here, because for you to succeed in business, the business needs a lot of time, attention, and effort and energy. Now, I'm not going to say go and be a real estate investor and, you know, learn how to make passive income, because that's not our wheelhouse. My wheelhouse is how to run a healthy business. In the beginning, it's more than likely that you have to put more effort in than less. But then you have the opposite as well, where women are literally working like 60, 65 hours. And the business might be super successful, but they're burning out. And they're just not recharging what they need to sustain that level of activity. And it's having, you know, very serious negative impact on home life, on their health. So it really boils down to, instead of saying, well, this is kind of what we're all aiming for, it's what is the long-term goal? What is the short-term payoff? And how can we make sure that we're able to achieve, you know, what it is that you need to achieve?
Yeah. And I think also there's seasons too. So like you said, mm-hmm. I think there's seasons of like when you're starting out, you have to put more attention into your business and the growth of your business, but you can't neglect yourself, right? But there's still this balance that you have to adjust over time and throughout these seasons of life and business growth and family and all that stuff that, you know, you have to be aware of. So yes, I may put a little bit more time and focus on the business, you know, at the beginning, but then I know I'm going to get to a point where I can balance it out a little bit more. And then maybe my family needs me and I spend a bit more time on my family, but my business is solid. So yeah. I'm sure you see a lot of that too.
That's one of the key ways in which we're going to measure that any intervention is successful, is that the individual's business can run without them for a week, for 2 weeks, because there are checks and balances, there's standard operating procedures, there's process for everyone, everyone knows what's expected of them, and they all want to see the success of the business. So even though you might start out saying, this is going to take time, effort, and energy, there's blood, there's sweat, there's tears, it is working toward that as an outcome.
Yeah. Now, as I want to talk a little bit about the mind and body connection too. Mm-hmm. So I know that, you know, you mentioned it briefly about burnout, right? So how can we avoid burnout while we're in that season of growth and grind or whatever that might be?
Yeah. Now, I think burnout is a consequence or is very closely linked with overworking. But I don't know, I kind of look at it in a different way, because if what you're doing doesn't interest you, it's repetitive, someone else should do it, you're not seeing the value of what you're doing, and it's that same story that you're living every single day. If what you're doing is not important to you, you're much more likely to burn out. And this is why it's so important when you go into business, it's about understanding, why is this important to me? What difference do I want to make in this business world that is meaningful? It means something to me as a human being. Now, in the beginning, it can be about money. There's nothing wrong with you going into business saying, well, I need this business to support my lifestyle. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. The business, what a business needs from you is to say, okay, well, if that is what you want in return for doing business, how are you going to add enough value so that you're going to get that return? Because it's a value exchange, right? I create value and I'm compensated for that value. So the closer you can get to aligning the value in the business with your personal values, with personal meaning, the less likely you are to burn out. I mean, once someone is burned out, you know, rekindling that enthusiasm for life, for work, for family, for just being alive, it's almost like a complete reprogramming that needs to happen, because it's terrible. It really creeps in over a very long period of time, and that becomes almost like learned behavior. So that almost becomes your default. It's not that you stay in this outside terrible way of living, it becomes part of you. And to overcome that, you need to, you really need to take stock and say, well, I need to get things that are meaningful back. You know, I need to get my feet back on the ground. I need to get my head in the game. I need to understand who I am, what I want, and make changes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about a conversation I had with my son last night, and he was talking about work. And he said, do you enjoy your work? And I said, yeah, I love what I do. And he's like, yeah, you get to do some exciting things. You get to travel and you get to talk to different people and you get to, you know, be creative. And he's like, I want to make sure that I do something like that. And I was just like, oh, like, that's like the best thing, right? To know that your children see that you are passionate about something that you do, because that's all that I can hope for them. And so it's this, like, the same thing, like, you're going to avoid burnout. I mean, there's going to be, you know, challenging times, but you're going to avoid burnout if you're passionate and you have, you know, something that you enjoy that you're doing every day.
Yeah. You know, it's so important when you bring, when you start introducing kids, right? And I say kids, but these can be like older kids as well. Being the role model to say that work isn't that evil place where you go that keeps your paycheck. Work is actually a really fun and exciting way for you to express your individuality, for you to hone and strengthen skills that are unique in the space. It's about learning how to solve problems and pushing yourself beyond your boundaries and your limits, and learning just exactly what you're capable of. How you look at work determines how you're going to approach this whole thing. If you really just think, I have to work because I need to pay my bills, I can guarantee you are not going to enjoy what you do. Mindset matters.
So I want to ask you another question that, you know, I think you potentially answer this often, but I want to tie it back to visibility, because I want to know, like, what are 5 cardinal sins for entrepreneurs, and how do they sabotage visibility and growth? Habit of sense, sabotage visibility.
Wonderful. So they're very typical mistakes that entrepreneurs make right out the gate. One of the first things is they don't actually align their business vision with their own goals. So they kind of go into it just understanding, in a short term, I need to make this work so that I can pay myself and I can make enough to live. But without knowing what you're aiming for, it's very, very difficult to track your progress toward that. So super, super important to have a vision. And I mean, that vision needs to excite you as well. If the vision doesn't excite you, it means that you're doing it wrong. Because that's the whole point, is to say, getting up, damn, I'm one day closer to, you know, making this come true. So it's got to be exciting. I've already mentioned the tracking. Now, when it comes to business owners, they are notoriously bad at tracking the right things. And this means looking at the numbers, your finances, yeah. Instead of running your business from your bank account, it's understanding this is how much is coming in, this is how much is keeps going out. This is the margin that is healthy for the space that I'm playing in. And I need to make sure that I maintain or improve on this. So tracking it and actively doing something about it. So that's a big one. Now, connecting this to visibility, I think it's so important for business owners to understand how are they going to get in front of the people who need what they have to offer? Are they going to do Facebook advertising, Google advertising, referrals, advertise in magazines, you know, hand out pamphlets at your traffic lights. It's all about understanding what are the different ways that people are going to get to know about me so that I can have enough people in my pipeline and get enough people through my pipeline so that I can hit my revenue goals. What they end up not doing is tracking how well is that working for me. So they might be running Facebook ads, but they have no idea what their return on ad spend is. They might be running Facebook ads, but they have no idea how to make sure that the processes that they have are going to support getting those people to say yes from interest to yes. all of this means, you need to be able to look at numbers and understand, what is that telling me? You know, numbers don't lie. They're always going to tell you the truth. So learning the language of numbers is going to be your best friend if you want to take out a whole lot of learning the hard way, right? We don't want to learn the hard way. That's just no good. So if we just move along with the other cardinal sins, another big one is it's isolation. So you're running your own business, you're making all of the calls, you make all of the decisions, you live in this bubble of creating something from nothing. And the risk is that you create something that is kind of to the left or the right of actual reality and the way the world works. But because there's no one to check you, because there's no one to say, but wait a second, you know, what if? It's very easy to go off track and not even realize that you're doing it. So having a support networks and being able to have a mentor, and it's so blasé, right? It's so have a mentor. But I mean, it doesn't need to be a difficult thing. It's so easy for you to identify people, even on LinkedIn, right? If you see, well, who else is in this industry? Who else is doing very well in terms of how visible are they? Where do I see them? How do people talk about them in the industry? And reach out and say, well, listen, I'm new at this. I could really use someone to walk me through the tough stuff. You know, would you mind showing up? Like, do you know how what a big ego boost that is? Or people, right? Generally, people want to help. Other business owners have no problem helping people who also want to achieve success. So stop that ego thing, right? The ego has no place in growing a business. You need to keep that in check. And then, I mean, we've spoken a little bit about this, but I have to bring it in that you can't be serious as a heart attack all the time. Now, I'm fully for, in the beginning, you have to work very long hours, and growing a business is very serious. But if you're going to allow this to put you in a bad mood and kind of ruin your excitement or your enthusiasm, if it's going to give you a kind of a bad taste in your mouth, you're not going to really want to interact with anybody, then it's time to have a little bit of a reality check and understand this doesn't stop. So the only way forward is you're either going to have to, I don't know, have a mental check-in and see, okay, well, how do I need to shift this so that I don't, you know, my business doesn't depress me. My business doesn't actually just become another job. Or the way that I really like to do that is through humor. I think humor is an incredible tool. And I think sometimes when we are emotionally triggered by customers that are being just absolutely ridiculous, or problems in the team that you just can't believe that this issue keeps happening, it's really helpful to put that into almost like a cartoon. So play it out. If this was an episode of Mr. Bean, or if this was like a stupid kid's cartoon, how could this be the most ridiculous thing? So that you can start to get some perspective, right? It shouldn't feel like a heart attack all the time, right? It's okay to have fun. In fact, you're probably going to get more out of your business if you can just chill
a little bit,
right?
Life keeper is some of the parts.
Science supports it. When you are in threat mode, you don't think as creatively, you don't innovate, your problem solving becomes probably just as effective as a drunk person. So making sure that you're in a good mental space does allow you to perform better.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I want to wrap this up with one final question. So if someone listening feels stuck or invisible in their business right now, what's one step you'd recommend that they take to start showing up more powerfully?
Wow. The problem with being invisible is that the solution sounds like it should be, how can I be visible, right? I mean, it's like 1 + 1 = 2. But I think before you can show up as being visible, you need to understand, if I have an awareness that this is going on for me, if I feel like I'm invisible, what is the opposite of that? What is going to tell me that I am visible? Right? And for you to have actual quantifiable criteria, not just I'm going to feel, Because how can you qualify that? That means if it's a good day, you're going to feel like, yes, that was great. And if it was a bad day, you're going to feel like, no, that sucked. And you have to be objective. So if you're feeling like you're not visible, ask yourself, what do I actually want this to look like? Does it mean that I want more people to know about me? And if I want more people to know about me, how am I getting out there right now? And what do I need to add to that so that more people can see me and interact with me? If I want more people to know about me, is the message that I'm putting out there compelling enough? Like, do I need to improve my messaging? So do I need to be more visible in more places? Or do I need to start tailoring what I'm saying, what I'm communicating in these places so that people connect with it, right? If you feel invisible, you need to be very careful that you're not behaving from a, I'm not important. I'm not worthy. I'm not valuable. In fact, I have such low self-esteem that I feel like I just, no one sees me. You have to stop that. You absolutely have to stop that. You need to fake it till you make it. You need to understand this is what makes me very powerful. And that is how I need to communicate. That is how I need to show up.
That's fantastic. Fantastic advice. Thank you. So how can people get in touch with you if they want to learn more about what you do, want to work with you? How can people reach out?
So I have a link for you that is going to take you to a direct booking with me. So I'm offering all the listeners a 30-minute chaos to clarity session where we can kind of, if you think of the mind as kind of this wrapped up piece of wool to a nice, organized structure. It's just really an intensive session to help you detangle what's going on for you. So if you're stuck, and you just need a little bit of perspective or insight into how can I get unstuck? What is the next step for me? Then this is going to be good for you. From there, I can also direct you to other support that BrandLab Media has. And off that is a free online mastermind that gives you all of the elements that you need to build out a healthy marketing strategy, to know what it is that you need to be tracking, to build Facebook ads that are going to compel your best customer to be interested and to respond, and then to understand the business phases so that you know what problems you should be solving at the right phase of business so that you can build the skills that you need to be able to prepare for that next phase.
Perfect. And we'll put a link to that in the description below so you guys can all check that out. And then I'm assuming probably LinkedIn is a good platform to connect with you as well.
Absolutely. And luckily enough, my surname is so absolutely bizarre that it's not hard to find. There's only one of me. There's not like 20.
Love that. Well, Tracy, thank you again so much for being a guest. It was a pleasure to get to know you, share your story, and talk to you today. So I appreciate having you as a guest.
Thanks so much for having me.